Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump remains on the campaign trail, speaking in Pensacola, Florida last night.
I work only for the American people. I work only for you.
The president is set to join millions of Americans who have already voted. He is to cast his ballot this morning in Florida before rallying supporters in several states key to his reelection. Joe Biden is campaigning in Pennsylvania today. A Navy investigating crash last night of a training plane near where the president held his rally. Authorities say both people on board were killed when the plane went down in a residential neighborhood near the Gulf Coast of Alabama. No one on the ground was injured, but home and several cars were burned. Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris campaigning in Georgia yesterday. More than 2.5 million people have already voted in that state as part of record-setting turnout. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler reports a California senator hammered President Trump for his coronavirus response.
Georgia is a state that could flip blue this November and a state that has been hit hard by COVID-19. Speaking at a rally Friday, Harris argued that Trump's handling of the virus has contributed to both physical and economic hardships that could have been avoided.
He knew the deal about COVID. He had been informed that it can kill people, that it is 5 times as likely to kill as the flu. He knew it was airborne. He knew it could harm children. And he sat on that information.
Polls show a tight race in Georgia, which also has both Senate races on the ballot. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
To Southern California now, the man who purchased the firearms used in a deadly terrorist attack in 2015, sentenced to 20 years in prison. NPR's Eric Westervelt.
28-year-old Enrique Marquez Jr. was sentenced for supplying the assault-style rifles used by his friend Saeed Farouk and Farouk's wife Tashfeen Malik. The couple opened fire on a San Bernardino County office holiday gathering in December of 2015. They killed 14 people and wounded 22 others. The couple later died in a gun battle with police. Marquez pleaded guilty in 2017 to conspiring with Farouk to provide material support to terrorists and making false statements regarding the rifles he had purchased in his name using Farouk's money. In a court filing, prosecutors wrote that if the defendant hadn't illegally purchased 2 assault weapons for a terrorist, that terrorist and his wife would not have used those firearms to murder 14 people. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
The weather this weekend in California could prompt intentional blackouts in an effort to prevent wildfires. The state's largest utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, says more than 1 million people in 38 counties could be affected, mostly in the San Francisco Bay Area. PG&E says safety blackouts could begin as early as tomorrow morning. You're listening to NPR News. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus says some countries, especially in the Northern Hemisphere, are on a dangerous track when it comes to coronavirus infections.
Too many countries are seeing an exponential increase in cases, and that's now leading to hospitals and ICU running close or above capacity, and we're still only in October.
According to Johns Hopkins, the U.S. reported more than 80,000 new infections yesterday, a daily record. A Dallas-area theater abruptly canceled scheduled outdoor performances of a musical review after 17 production members tested positive for COVID-19. Though a non-union production, the outbreak prompted a strong rebuke from Actors Equity, the union that represents professional actors and stage managers. Here's Jeff London.
A short message appeared on the Firehouse Theater's website announcing the cancellation of weekend performances of their show Back to the 80s after finding out that, quote, some individuals involved tested positive for the coronavirus. But according to a report in Culture Map Dallas, it was 17, with more test results pending. According to an anonymous source, regular testing was never suggested, and social distancing and masks were not required during rehearsals or performances. Actors Equity said its hearts go out to the people infected, but called the theater out for refusing to use an equity safety plan or follow its safety guidelines. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.